as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
We'll be right back. dying. Sick of his lies. She suffered here for 5 million years of her life. Feeling low, scared of his say. Doesn't know how over time and throw her away.
That hot little number there is from the forthcoming album Swim, and that would be Caribou's first with Merge Records, and that song was Odessa. And yeah, Swim's coming out in April, but the MP3 for Odessa is available off Caribou's website, and that would be caribou.fm. And he's hitting Europe for a brief tour this spring, but I trust Dan Snaith, the man behind Caribou, formerly known as Manitoba, he'll be in Vancouver soon enough, since his full band's performances are intense. So bienvenue as Exploding Ed Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Verdant Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. Everywhere else on Earth, we're on the web. It's www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be your escort tonight's Sonic Prom at 9 p.m. RadioFreeGak@gmail.com is my email address. Phone number for the booth is 604-822-2487. So tonight, we'll look at the recent Golden Globe and Grammy winner for Best Musical Score or Best Score Soundtrack Album for Motion Picture, Television, or Other Visual Media. And that will be Michael Giacchino's work for last year's Pixar film Up. And we started the show tonight with a cue from Up called Up with Titles. And we'll have a selection of further tracks sometime after 8:30 p.m. But we'll jump into a Talking Heads related set to kick things off. Starting off with a song title tribute that was released in part with the latest Sims 3 video game. And Data Rock, our Norwegian pop duo, they always wear the same red and white striped sweatsuit hoodie combo, and their latest album was last year's Red. And we'll actually eventually listen to some Talking Head output shortly, some new stuff from former singer David Byrne. But first off, here's Data Rock with True Stories.
Cross-eyed and painless, slippery people. I'm not alive.
featuring the vocals of Santa Gold. There's David Byrne and Fatboy Slim with Please Don't, part of their long gestating project Here Lies Love. And Byrne and Fatboy Slim, otherwise known as Norman Cook, debuted the songs from Here Lies Love in Carnegie Hall in 2007. The early word was the project was originally going to be an opera or a musical, but eventually became a song cycle all about Imelda Marcos, the former First Lady of the Philippines, raging from her poor childhood, rise to power, along with her love of disco, and then her ultimate departure from the palace that she and her husband reigned. And the vocalists on this project are numerous, featuring Tori Amos, Cyndi Lauper, Sharon Jones, Kate Pearson from the B-52s, and Steve Earle. So Here Comes Love will be released later this month through Nonesuch and Todo Mundo Records. You're listening to CITR.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. Bethany Casentino is a singer who's released a single of lo-fi singles as Best Coast, including the gem called Sun Was High, So Was I. And over time, she's acquired a band, and her later songs show a bit more polish. And she actually will be in town February 12th. At the Biltmore, opening for the Vivian Girls. In case you want to catch something and avoid the entire opening ceremonies to the big news thing that's happening in town. That's right, the first ever Spring Olympics. But yes, here is Best Coast with When I'm With You.
The world. Yeah.
from Toronto. The band name is spelt H-O-A, H-O-A apostrophe S, but it's pronounced the Wawas, like the Vietnamese word for flower twice. So yes, the flowers, or the Wawas. And that song was mixed off last year's Sonic Bloom album. And the Toronto Quartet have hopped around a few labels over the past 5 years. And after some recent time on Yummy Recordings, they're now with Optical Sounds. And one thing I mentioned before is that the Olympics are coming here. But odds are you're somewhat, you're somewhat aware that they're starting in under 11 days. But CITR here is participating in something called Eyes on the Street that allows you, the Vancouver citizen, the listener on the go, to just call in at any point and report to see what you're involved with at that point. Whether you're at an event, you're at a protest, you're at a celebration, maybe you're actually participating in the Olympics at the time and you're racing down a mountainside or throwing the rock down the sheet there as you curl, hurrying hard, or maybe you're just riding on the bus, chasing autograph seekers, all that. But yes, what you can do is call our Eyes on the Street hotline at 604-822-5334. I'm not sure exactly if that is even working yet, so but at the very least, you can also email news@citr.ca, or as well, too, if you're on the Twitter thing, tweet CITR News, put the little hash mark there. And then what will happen is that News 101, which airs here on the station from Monday and Friday at 5 p.m., they'll compile everything, and at that point, they'll come up with an alternative perspective to all the goings-on for 16 days of wonder, and most likely rain and melting things as well, too. It's just approaching 8 o'clock here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. You used to know this show as Radio Free Gak, amongst other things. I hear laughter behind me somewhere, but one event that's coming up in the next little while, it's going to be a joyous thing, and that would be this wonderful event.
Join CITR and Mint Records at the Railway Club on Thursday, February 4th to celebrate the release of Fanshawe's new album,
Dark Eyes.
Fanshawe's debut album on Mint arrives in stores on February 9th
and features vocal contributions by Shane Turner of Love and Mathematics, as well as drums by CITR Shindig winner Johnny Payne of The Shilohs.
Come early to catch opening acts Shane Turner Overdrive and Lost Lovers Brigade. That's the Fanshawe album release party at the Railway Club on Thursday, February 4th.
Hosted by Mint Records and sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right. And guess what? We're going to actually listen to one of those cuts right now from Dark Eyes. So here's Fanshawe with Checkerboard.
I don't know if I want. room, in your dark room, I see it all in a reddish glow. I see the beautiful, I feel the tragedy fall. I feel perfection.
Actress Marion Cotillard, joined by Scottish heroes Franz Ferdinand, and that was The Eyes of Mars, and that's off something that Lady Dior's released, something called the Lady Rogue album, or something like that, although at this point it seems to be very conceptual, since it seems to be only one song right now, but Cotillard isn't your typical wannabe singer, though the first few verses in that song sounded rather tentative, but those of you who managed to catch the film Nine, you would have heard her sing, but if you're luckier, you would have seen Cotillard perform as Edith Piaf in the 2007 biopic La Vie en Rose. And I believe, yeah, Lady Rogue at some point is going to be a full album, but Franz Ferdinand, amongst, you know, the dub album that they released for tonight, they've actually been doing music for the fashion label itself, so I'm not sure exactly what is the end result of that's going to be, but apparently if you pay attention to some of the commercials or other promotional material coming from Lady Dior, that's Franz Ferdinand there. And before that, we heard Fanshawe with Checkerboard off her forthcoming debut album, Dark Eyes. And yeah, if you can manage to catch the Railway Club this Thursday night, you get to see her play along with Shane Turner Overdrive. And if you're a big fan of the CITR station, I think you're going to see a whole lot of us there. So hopefully my ankle's healed enough to the point I can climb those stairs. That's what you get for twisting it. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. Another live performance coming up shortly will be February 15th on Granville Island at the Atlantic Canada House, and that would be the former Haligonian, the band themselves, Sloan. And unfortunately, they had a little bit of a setback recently. Nothing too major, but what happened is that Chris Murphy, since all the members now live in Toronto, he was in a bike accident. And the roads in Toronto as of late have been really killer. I mean, you hear pedestrians getting knocked over and unfortunate deaths along the way. But the good news is Chris Murphy survived everything. He just had to deal with a broken collarbone. And they're actually able to tour. So, I mean, next week they will be in town. And if you're not in Vancouver around that time, perhaps you're fleeing for some reason, They're actually doing a little short tour through the West Coast, so they'll be in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles afterwards. But in tribute of Murphy's recent accident, they released an EP called Hit and Run. The track list features hand-screen shirts, and it was released in November 2009. You can find it off the SloanMusic.com website. And here's one of Chris Murphy's songs here. So here's Sloan with Take It Upon Yourself. from Kingston, Ontario. That is the duo of Paul Saulnier, Benjamin Nelson, better known as P.S. I Love You. And that song was Face Love. And normally, P.S. I Love You appears on the Apple Crisp label, but that song actually appears on a split 7-inch with Diamond Rings, and that came out last year through Hypelighter. So I'm not sure too much about them. They seem fairly new, but hopefully they really get some more singles out, maybe an album, and of course the ever-important tour here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Here is one of the wonderful little organizations that's run by the AMS here in the sub-building.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak here. Coming up now, this is an act that originally was from Muscle Shoals in the state of Alabama, but now Kevin and Anita Robinson are based in Portland, Oregon, and they had a couple early albums released in the late 90s, but due to either label pressures or like financial situations, they sort of buckled. But what happened is in 2004, they broke out with their album The Heat Can Melt Your Brain, and eventually they made it onto the Barsook label, and they fleshed out into a quartet. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to off last year's album, Rose City. Rose City being the nickname for Portland, Oregon. That's your geography trivia for this evening. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to the first track. So here's Viva Voce with Daylight.
We'll be right back.
Los Angeles. That was by Polar Bear and the song Graves. You can find that on the split LP they have with Hiroshima Rocks Abound, which came out last year through Kill Shaman Records. And Bipolar Bear was founded by ex-members of the Manifolds, Bowden, Amazing Custom Caravans, and various other outfits, although the band is sort of a collective. It just morphs a lot. And before that, we heard from Austin, Texas. That was Harlem. And the song is called Friendly Ghosts, and that's coming from their forthcoming album, Hippies, through Meadow Door Records. I think they'll be out in April or so. And yeah, that's a trio. And who knows? Maybe they'll be at South by Southwest. Maybe they'll come up here. I'm not sure. It's very unclear to me. It's approaching 8:30 here. Let's listen to a couple more tracks before we dive into our soundtrack profile. And this one, which I have completely not prepared for, but this features two of the members from Low. And that would be Alan Sparhawk and the new bassist there. That would be Matt Livingston. But they also work on a project with Eric Pollard on drums. And that would be called the Retribution Gospel Choir. And most of the people know the band Low from Duluth, Minnesota. Fine town, close on Lake Superior there. They are basically, they define slowcore. Basically a very tense, melodic slow. I wouldn't say a full dirge, but it's a wonderful melody there. And of course, everyone wondered what would Low sound like if they rocked out. Of course, if you listen to either Drums and Guns and then The Great Destroyer, get a sense of it. But here, Barhawk gets to play a little bit more with his blues rock instruments and whatnot, since he is an avid like Misfits fan, amongst other acts as well, too. So from their album 2, number 2, here's the Retribution Gospel Choir with Hide It Away.
You think you have what you owe?
Molly Jean Harvey, best known by her initials PJ Harvey. And there she's joined by John Parrish, her longtime guitarist collaborator. And that was Black Hearted Love off of their album, A Woman, A Man Walked By. And back in 1996, they recorded another project together called Dance Hall at Louse Point, which John Parrish provided the music for, and then PJ provided words, and that was basically the same arrangement around this time. So I believe PJ Harvey is recording something new, but I'm not sure exactly when that will be released. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here on 101.9 FM.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home, then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing, and you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Is our home, a moonbeam we will own. My spirit of adventure is you. Adventure is out there, it's my holy grail. So cannibals and tigers beware. I've made my life's journey to blaze every trail. I've got my arrow fair, the highbrows will be there. My spirit of adventure is you. That's too big to deny. With canine guards, we'll travel there and spit into their eyes. I can't wait another day for my life to waste away. We'll make it a joint venture, keep forward within our dentures. My spirit of adventure is you.
There is the spirit of adventure from Michael Giacchino's score to the film Up, which will be tonight's soundtrack profile here on Exploding Head Movies. And if you managed to catch the Grammys last night, you would have heard that Michael Giacchino won 2 Grammys, one for his score for the film Up, and then we're going to hear the song that actually won for Best Instrumental. And that, of course, is the heartbreaking song that begins the film off there. So Michael Giacchino has been a longtime scorer for the film, and well, TV and video games as well, too. I believe his start was with some of the, I forget, it was the Medal of Honor series, or it was one of the sort of fighting campaigns, but then he worked with J.J. Abrams, and from that it took off. So we're actually going to listen to several cues here, but yes, we're going to start off right now with the Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition, and this is the song that basically sort of rendered everyone to tears here. So Michael Giacchino from his soundtrack to Up, and this is Married Life.
Thank you.
Listening to a selection of cues from Michael Giacchino's score to Up. We started off with Married Life. Then we heard some of the sound art from the film itself, too, in the form of Carl's Maiden Voyage. And then Carl goes up, walking the house, and then the wonderful bird noises there. Of course, the bird from the film was Kevin, so we got to meet Kevin in the jungle there. Then we heard Canine Conundrum. The last song we heard before I started blabbing over everything is the Explorer Motel, and right now we're listening to Memories Can Weigh You Down. Maybe there's a bit more time for Ellie's badge here while I speak. But yeah, Giacchino sort of challenged himself this time around to come up with a bit more of a traditional score for the film. And as you can hear, the melody line just sort of sticks in your head there. But it comes through various mutations, whether it's very elegiac, mournful. In this case right now, we hear a little bit more of a spirited take as the house he's in floats down to South America. And a little bit more Tropicalia rhythms kick in that way. And yeah, Giacchino scored for Lost, the TV series Fringe. And he also worked with two other Pixar films. And that would be Ratatouille and then The Incredibles, which featured a bit more of a European jazz vibe with the first one, and The Incredibles, which just feels more like a sharp 60s, sort of not quite bossa nova, but like a harsh James Bond type feel. And yes, as we saw yesterday, Giacchino won 2 Grammys for his work for the film Up. And hopefully he will be eligible for one of the Oscar nominations coming up. And of course, the announcements will be tomorrow. Whoever's the announcer, I guess Ryan Seacrest or whatnot, they'll be up like the groundhog himself, since, yes, tomorrow is also Groundhog's Day. So, maybe if he sees his shadow, he'll run away for good. But, yes, that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., just in a few short minutes, it's Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. He's got a special guest lined up here, and do stick around and listen in, and you'll hear from him, his guest, and some of the music coming up live here in the Vancouver area shortly. Then at midnight, we have Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca and plop the link into iTunes. But just to warn you iTunes subscribers right now, the current ones, the show name Radio Free GAC has been changed on the feed. So Exploding Head Movies should start appearing now on the iTunes itself, but Apple may freak on the show name. So I'll see what happens with my feed right now just to see if the subscription's affected. But if you see something wacky with yours, just email me at radiofreegac@gmail.com. So next week, once I know what the Oscar nominations are, we'll start show profiling some of those soundtracks right there. So we'll close things off with a bit more of orchestral work here. And that will be the person formerly known as Final Fantasy, and that will be Owen Pallett. He has a new album out with his own name, so he can release it in Japan and not worry about Sony or any of the PlayStation folks. So from his new album, Heartland, listen to Midnight Directive. So take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in a week's time.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time, of course, is 9 p.m. And check us out on the web as well, www.citr.ca.